Blog Talk Radio.
Torn ACL and his knee. Now, three of our top players, from our quarterback to my running back
to the left tackle, all torn ACLs. Can who is the next team up other than the Vikings to beat the Eagles? And also, can the Eagles still do it without Carson Wentz? Also, as we break down the best and worst of the weekend, boxing, still alive. Lomachenko is on a tear. Yes, he is 10-1 with 9 knockouts. His last 4 opponents all no mop. And today, to make up for last week, we will have the defensive tackle of the Los Angeles Chargers. Make sure we say the Los Angeles Chargers today and not the San Diego Superchargers. Corey Legit will join the program today to talk to you and me. But as always, people, I'm not here by myself. I am joined by another fan of the Philadelphia Eagles, all the way from the city of brotherly love. And I know that the Ben Franklin statue has shed a tear because, damn it, I ain't felt so low since the Super Bowl in 03. I actually feel worse losing Carson Wentz. But he's here today, and let's hope his peers are in better places than mine. What's going on, Jay Chris?
What's going on, Mike? We're talking about next man up.
Next man up. You know what? You and Ron have made me feel so better about that next man up. You know, and shout out to Dice Man, co-host on the Perfect Plex Talk radio show on BDSR Network. Going to say, whoever said that, like, come on, don't go there. Every team says next man up. Don't troll me.
Yeah,
only one person can
the Baltimore Ravens.
His name is King Von Jr.
The Baltimore Ravens won the Super Bowl with that mentality a few years back. So,
Washington
yeah,
Redskins
next man up.
Won their Super Bowl with that mentality. With next man up, Doug.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's what it is. Next man up. No use crying over spilled milk, right?
Well, I did. You telling me the Ben Franklin statue today in Philadelphia is not crying? We're talking about one of the most suicidal fan bases in all of professional sports. How was the city of Billy Love handling this?
Hey, man, I mean, you know, it's what you expect. It's the shock value right now. Yeah, it's Philly. It's the shock value right now. You know, a lot of people feeling, you know, cursed. You know, they built some new buildings here. I don't know if they put a statue of Billy Penn on top of the new buildings that they built that were very tall. But, you know, Philly feels cursed. And, you know, it's something that we go through almost every year with every sport. It's like, you know, wait till next year, you know, and here we are again. But, you know, as it stands, we're still number one in the NFC right now. And we have to carry it as such. You know, there's still a season to be played.
Well, he said we beat the Giants. We are the NFC's top seed. So I guess as a matter of what the Vikings do, I'm kind of lost by that. The Vikings are
behind. Well, the Vikings lost. The Vikings lost yesterday. So we are the top seed right now. I guess maybe if we can clinch. I don't know. But we're the top seed right now. We have a better record than the Vikings right now. As it stands.
Well,
what I'm
thinking is because Coach Doug Peterson, the Philadelphia Eagles, during the press conference where he announced that we had lost Carson Wentz for the year, mentioned and said the exact words, if we win this week, then we are the top seed. So I'm doing the math. We talked about this the other day about the tiebreakers. If we beat, excuse me, the Giants, right, losing to Oakland will only then tie us with them, and we will still be in place because it's an AFC loss. And then the Cowboys game would still not matter because at that point, if we lose to the Cowboys, then we're tied again divisional loss-wise, and we would have 4 losses. So I don't know how he got his math. Maybe he was off. Am I off or was Coach off?
You just dropped a whole lot of happiness on me.
I put a quarter in the meter and I backed the truck up at the same time. You know, their loss, Minnesota's loss to Carolina is an NFC loss, right? And we beat Carolina. So that tiebreaker today was a fourth to fifth tiebreaker on the line that the Vikings had over us going into this past Sunday was the NFC loss record, win-loss record, because we had took the loss to Kansas City, and then we just lost to Seattle. So that was our only loss.
Right.
So I don't see how Coach – and this is Coach's word. When he said it, I was kind of taken back, like, well, we need to win 2 more games, I was under the impression.
You know, I don't know. I mean, things like that get funny, but when it comes down to if we have a better record than – I keep saying we. If the Eagles have a better record than the Vikings, then they should be the number one seed. Just plain and simple.
Hold on, don't you stop saying we. I know we're not French, okay? But it is our team. I am a fan of the Philadelphia Eagles, although
I know I'm a fan.
Report, you know, what's what I'm looking for here? I'm not biased when I do reporting, but I am a fan of my team. So when I report on my team, I speak from not just a journalist standpoint, but I throw some fandom in there. I'm a fanatic. That's what fan stands for, fanatic. So something wrong with being a fanatic.
Oh, yeah, I'm a fan. Don't get me wrong. I am a fan and will always be a fan. You know, it will never change. You know, I just keep it professional. That's all. I keep it professional. Never know who's listening. Keep it professional.
Well, I didn't know that was. I didn't know it was unprofessional to cheer for your team.
No, that's you know, I'm a fan of the organization. I don't work for the organization. I'm a fan of
right.
The
they don't pay us. Okay,
exactly.
Does anybody know that? We don't get paid here. But yes, coming up at the bottom of the hour, we will have a defensive tackle of the surging Los Angeles Chargers join the program. And keep in mind, I kicked my own horn here or anything like that. I did say I thought the Chargers would win the division. And I, you know, I've been a fan of Phillip Rivers from day one, but it's not just Phillip Rivers that's keeping that team afloat. It is the defense that's keeping that team afloat. But let's go ahead and talk about, before we get into the top 25 female list, which I'm very excited for, you know, I put my blood, sweat, tears, and loins into this every single year when I make it. Just, and again, you know the hardest thing when making this list is, Jay Chris, is searching for the females' pictures while my wife is over my shoulder.
Hey, you know, hey, you know, Mary, look, it's just work. Just work.
Sometimes the pictures that will come up will be the craziest pictures.
Oh yeah, well yeah. I know. I understand what you're saying there, but you got hey, look, it's work, baby. It's just work. I'm doing some research for work.
The craziest pictures will definitely pop up. But baby, it's research, according to Micah. He's on his way home. Finally to join the program. He's listening on the road. 347-637-3859. Let's talk about a situation that happened today. Before we go into the Philadelphia Eagles and talk the narrative, wait for the guys to come on the line. Wally Wild will be here momentarily as well. And that's the situation in Florida yesterday, where the Seahawks game was over. Then in the game, you've seen Michael Bennett, another player, Jefferson, in my opinion anyway, I thought did some dirty tactics towards the end of the game in the kneel-down situations that caused the Jacksonville Jaguars to be upset. Rightfully so, because from my vantage point, which is the only thing that matters in my opinion of what I saw, I thought it was pretty dirty. The players on the field all got rowdy, but this is where I thought, and this is something they're going to bring up, has fans gone too far? Now, we saw going back a few years, I will never forget what has now been deemed the malice at the Palace. You know, everybody knows what happened with, you know, Ron Artest and the Indiana Pacers when they took on Detroit. This was almost the same situation, but first let me say congratulations, and I'm thankful for the security guards that were at the venue today because they seemed to see what was going on, and they were trying themselves to climb into the crowd to stop this rowdy crowd from doing what they were doing. But when you saw this incident, Jay Chris, what was your thought seeing Jefferson, the defensive tackle, climb the wall, scale the wall of the stadium to try to get to a fan who threw a beer at him? And we saw more than one beer chucked at him. First, it was one that was chucked at him that I rated him in the first place to walk towards the fans. Then other ones were chucked. I mean, also, if you go back, I don't know if you heard the audio, not only was there black and white in the audience, there were people also throwing obscene racial gestures at him as well. First, again, what's your thoughts of this? And second, answer the question, because I think fans have gone too damn far. Your opinion.
Well, let me tackle the obscene racial slurs and gestures first, because that's going to be the quickest part. And I'm sorry, Major Page, I know you're listening. We're talking about a certain section of Florida here. Okay,
mm-hmm.
That's all I'm going to say about that. All right. As far as my man going up, getting ready to go up over, you know, into the crowd. Like you said, we've seen it happen before. You feel disrespected in the worst kind of way when people are throwing stuff, getting spit at, or something thrown at you is, you know, very disrespectful. And there are times when you will lose it. I mean, that's basically what happened. You will lose it. I go back to the Gronkowski play a couple weeks back where he, you know the play I'm talking about against the Buffalo Bills. He lost it. He momentarily lost it. And that can happen when you're dealing with professional athletes, when you're dealing with regular people, when you're dealing with whoever. You can momentarily lose it. Okay, and it is something that happens. It's something that people always say after the fact. Oh, well, you need to be able to control that. Yeah, you need to be able to control it, but it just happens. It's one of those things that happens. It shouldn't have happened on either end. Okay, the fans need to control themselves too. I understand you love your team. I understand you're a very passionate fan base. You have to control it too. You think you're protected by those walls and by the fact that you're a fan. You think you're protected and you can just do what you want to do. There's a lot of alcohol involved for a long time when you go into these football games. But look, you got to be respectful, okay? Now let's go even further back to the play, to the kneel down play.
Mm-hmm.
You're talking about this kneel down play, and basically Jacksonville was basically submitting in a sense. They were saying, we won. We're not trying to do anything else.
Yeah,
Seattle wasn't accepting it. Seattle wasn't accepting it. Now, let me tell you this. That's not the first time I've seen that happen. Okay, that's not the first time I've seen it happen. I've seen it happen before. Now, Seattle has every right to do that. Okay, they're giving up the play, but Seattle has every right to go ahead and try to make something happen. All right.
Okay.
You can't be mad at it if you're not expecting it, but it can happen. It does happen. And, for the fights to break out, now that was a bit much. That was a bit much, more than a bit. That can't happen. Those things can't happen. Those things you have to control yourself there. Some of that was out of frustration, and I go back to the Gronkowski play where that was, that was out of frustration.
Mm-hmm.
But, those things cannot happen that, Seattle – those players that were fighting should be, in a sense, ashamed of what they did, okay? And hopefully, everybody can move on from it. And I'm sure there'll be some suspensions handed down. You know how Roger Goodell gets a little heavy-handed at times. But, I feel like if some offenses only get one game, maybe this offense should only get one game. That's just how I feel about it. How do you feel about what I said about it?
Well, a lot went into what you said, actually, and I disagree.
I dropped a lot of heaviness.
I disagree with the part. I disagree with the part because I don't. It's. I don't want to say it's tradition, and I agree with what you're saying. It's a play. You have a right to make a play, but the chances of making a play there, of getting a fumble or doing anything, the percentage is zero times out of zero does anything happen. Okay, and it's also it comes to a thing where we use the word in baseball, bush league. That's bush league. You know the game is over. It's a kneel down position. As you just said, it's a surrendering of the time. There's a time go out. It's happened for umpteen years in this sport. I disagree with them attempting to go after the ball. There's something happening to the fans. I like what Richardson said. I'm a man. At the end of the day, I'm a football player, but I'm a man first. So I understand that the narrative to be upset and the energy that it takes to be upset and want to go in the crowd. Although, he still has to remember, despite being a man and being this, again, the fans are completely wrong on this, and I think fans have gone too far, but he has to be better. And we cannot have the narrative that is now out there in America that has never left America, that it continues to stay in America, and it's the angry black man. 347-637-3859. And listen, speaking of black men, we're joined by Wally Wow, live from the DMV, and we know he got ID. Why? Because he's black driving in America. What's going on, Wally?
Hey, ain't nothing much, man. Everything's good, man. That game was crazy, man. That game was crazy. I agree. I'm on your side, Mike. On the kneel down thing. Mm-hmm. My issue with it is more not just that they went out. I mean, you could try to blow it up. That's cool. But again,
right.
You got to respect your fellow athlete. You got to respect your fellow athlete that you're going low. That was my issue. You went low.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's like your legs are vulnerable in that situation. And as a defensive player, they know about being chop blocked and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
You're a vulnerable situation. You're going low into somebody's leg. God forbid, what happens. You can tear one's Achilles or, or ACL or whatever. So, like, my issue is more like going low. Like, he blew it up. Like, going,
right.
I'm cool with that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I get that.
Right.
Like, all right,
I'm
mad
we're
about to lose this game. Like,
right.
I could try to make a play.
I get
that.
I might even push the quarterback. I might even push the quarterback
yeah.
there with my hand.
And I may
you
cause
know,
a fumble. I may cause a fumble.
Right.
Yeah, I may cause a fumble. And I get that. But there's ways you go about it. Like, you went low. Like you knew you could hurt somebody doing that. And that's different, though. I mean, you could knock them out, you know, with a real football play. But you went low. And that was my issue. And in terms of throwing – like, I'm on this side. I'm going to be ignorant. I don't care. Like, I just don't care. You throw something at me, like, I don't care if you jump in the crowd. The fans are too disrespectful. I don't care. Like, and it's not about being an angry black man. Because you could throw something at a white man probably try to respond a certain way,
point,
the same
point
way,
well
too.
Taken.
So,
point
so
well
I don't even – I look at it like you throwing something at me, like, yeah, then you got to expect that something could happen. Like, I don't care if you're drunk or whatever. You throwing something at anybody, you got to expect something to happen. So in terms of, like, fans think they got the right to, because they're at the game, to throw beverages at somebody. That's ridiculous
Wally.
To me.
What does he expect to happen? He's going to a crowd with 16,000 fans. He's going to get his ass whooped. Okay.
Exactly.
So, I get that.
You walk off
in disgust and being pissed. I told the story last year. Remember? The year before last, we were doing it every day. And I told you about the story that happened to me and the Chick-fil-A. Remember? That story, I'm not the Chick-fil-A, mm-hmm. the KFC, when the employee
yeah.
threw a bucket of water on me, and it took everything in me not to, even though she was a female, to respond to that. Also to mention that when I was going to respond, I felt myself about to fall, so I just stopped. But yeah, it might have been more of that, to be honest, right? I knew that water was on the ground. I didn't have on those slip, you know, those slip-proof shoes. If I went too far, I was taking a dirt nap, and God knows somebody would have me on YouTube, right? So, but I just think in this situation, and I go back to the mouth of the palace, the only thing we can kind of come close to relating to, and
yeah.
nothing was that bad because that actually happened and this didn't happen.
Yeah.
And that was the whole thing with that. You go back and watch it. I always thought that Ron Artest, and I know people will say what they want to say, I thought he was a punk for what he did because the problem wasn't with the crowd. His problem initially was with Ben Wallace, and he didn't have the intellectual
yeah.
fortitude to attack Ben Wallace. So you go into the crowd,
yeah.
which, okay, I get it. Somebody threw something at you, but,
exactly.
but you don't.
That's...
I get what you're saying because you're speaking, Wally, from a, excuse my lack of word to use here, a normal man, right? You're not a paid billionaire athlete who, unfortunately, as unfair as it is, it's his job to take that. He gets paid millions of dollars to take that. He does.
No,
I'm not saying that. I'm
not
saying
you're
not
a job.
Is right.
You're not a job to get stuff thrown at you. No, you're not, nobody has a job getting anything, no objects thrown at you. Your job is you can take criticism, you can take ridicule from a crowd. Like, I get that. But once it gets physical, and that is physical.
I disagree.
Your
it's
job
not
is not
physical.
To take physical.
It's not physical. It's not
you're throwing,
physical.
You're throwing
physical.
An object at somebody.
He
that's
threw,
physical.
Come on. He didn't get hit. He didn't get
if
hit
you
with
throw,
a battery.
If you throw,
he didn't get hit with a chair. He didn't
no,
get hit with anything
throw,
that was going to hurt.
No
come
athlete.
On. He,
no,
I'm not
no
saying
athlete,
that it's not.
They,
I agree.
Pay,
I,
okay.
Mm-hmm. No, go ahead.
No, no, go ahead.
I agree with you.
No, 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 I agree. Yeah. No, no, I'm with you. I'm going to let you finish because I'm talking over you. Go ahead.
No, no, I agree that it's disrespectful. I agree that kind of stuff. I agree all the narrative and what he said and what you're agreeing with. I am not disagreeing with the fact of it's disrespectful. I'm a man. If somebody spits on me, I get all that. But you know what? You know what happens? This is where it comes to. We all have regular jobs outside of us working for Fox Sports, right?
Mm-hmm.
How many times at your work environment has someone disrespected you? Maybe not at the current job you are now. If you have the luxury of being at a job for a long time, I know Jay Chris has been there too long. He's ready to move on. You know what I mean? But you had jobs or you heard situations of somebody disrespecting you at work verbally.
Of course,
and you
yeah.
walk away from it. You walk away from it because your job
totally agree,
is
yeah.
on the line. And we're getting paid thousands of dollars a year as opposed to a million or two, 3 million. If it physically hurts you, he should have walked away from the situation and disgust and pissed, went to that podium and said something. And here's the reason why. It's because of what happened at the mouth of the palace. It's all taken care of. You saw the security guards. You saw the private police from the team also attempt to go find out who that guy was. That guy and those people that threw those drinks, I'm quite sure there's cameras everywhere, will be probably more than likely found out. He did that because he was mad about the situation of the game, and he could not get back at the players on the field that had just whooped their ass 347 633 877-385-9. Micah is here to join us as well, as soon we'll be joined by Corey Legion of the Los Angeles Chargers to talk about his new adventure that he has going on. And people, oh, my brother, can you testify? The top 25 females of 2017 is here. And Fox, put him just here before I get Mike on the line. A smart person once told me, I'm not sure if it was my Yoda or if it was my Obi-Wan Kenobi, because those are my two counsels, my Jedi counsel, if you will. They told me they're going to bring this back to this program. I brought it back anyway, so you better appreciate this Top 25. This is one of the most popular shows of the year that gets downloaded, boy. You better watch out and pay attention. But we're talking to Micah right now about fans. Have they gone too far? And was Jefferson and Seattle Seahawks, did they go too far as well? Micah, your thoughts.
Well, you know, everybody's been saying exactly what they've been saying, and I have to agree with pretty much everybody on the special panel. Mike, now, look, I understand what you were trying to do with the analogy of us having the jobs outside of Fox Sports. But we got to be honest with ourselves here, Mike. Let's be honest with ourselves, okay? One, it's kind of a weird equivalency to be like, well, you know, people cuss us out of our jobs all the time. But we're talking about physical touch. And some guys can take it, some guys and gals can't. Now, very fortunately, I haven't had a situation where any one of the of my customers, from the parents to the students, have put their hands on me. But let me tell you something that I... let me tell you a little bit of the truth, okay? If I feel that it's going to be me seeing my wife and my son again, or them seeing their wife and son again, guess who I'm going to choose, Mike?
Do you know what? I'm assuming you're going to pick your wife and your kids.
Right.
I'm going to pick my wife and my kids. Now that's all I'm saying. Now, when it is, gets to that situation where it's that serious, I will always make sure I defend myself. And that's why I have to disagree with you just a little bit on that. You know, when a football player, basketball player, any kind of professional athlete does decide to go out to the fans in a physical way because they feel that they – you know, you have to actually be threatened, in my opinion, a la, for example, CM Punk. Remember, CM Punk was in the crowd, and some people in the crowd thought it was cool to go ahead and start pushing them, where they could almost really injure him for life. So him fighting in that case is different than what this football player was doing. And I have to call on what you said, that it was really related to the fact that didn't I say that Jacksonville was going to beat Seattle? I need to toot my horn on that one. Anyway, they got spanked, and they allowed Blake Bortles. First, Blake Bortles.
Brutal combat.
They allow Brutal Combat, who does have the number one defense by chance, but it's still Brutal Combat, to do what they did against them. And so they should be, one, ashamed of that. Two, ashamed just to be on the field that you just lost to the Jacksonville Jaguars. Like, you just really just got embarrassed. But the Jacksonville Jaguars squad outside the quarterback position is a real squad, so it is what it is. And the fans, and like always, like you said, because of things like the Madison Palace, because those things have happened, the fans going to get got. The fans going to get got. They're probably going to get barred for life, if not barred for the rest of the year, rest of the season. They probably get barred for the next season and maybe barred for life for the foreseeable future. They're probably going to get charged because that is battery with an object. That's a battery with an object. And the courts can really spin it very heavily in the favor of making sure they get at least 30 days jail time so they learn their lesson. To never do that again. No different than when the fans went too far in L.A. and they were stabbing people at the Dodger Stadium, stabbing people at the Dodger Stadium because they were just mad because their team was getting whooped by another baseball team. No different than Oakland fans at one point in time beating up other fans because they were getting spanked. You know, I think the fanatic part of the fandom does get out of hand sometimes, but I don't believe fans going too far. I don't want to paint a false narrative like a group of people were doing earlier today, talking about Tom Savage hit, like Tom Savage got rocked when he only got slammed to the ground, just like Aaron Rodgers did. So I ain't trying to paint a false narrative on that.
This is where I just need people to hear this one part out of me, right? Because for once, we're all agreeing, but I guess I see it differently because I get the whole I'm a man, ain't I? I get that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm a grown-ass man. I understand the need to do it. I just think, and he has to be conscious of his surroundings. And because the only thing, I'm not blaming him for nothing. I just feel that because of it didn't physically harm him, he should have just been as pissed as he was and just went on about it. Because how many times have
you been tossed with things?
I know that I'm not wrong.
It's a matter of position. It's a matter of position, though. Because, I mean, you're saying – we're only saying this because of his position. Like, and this is no different than, okay, well, you know, when you have certain positions – oh, let me use this word because, you know, this certain side like this word. When you have certain privileges afforded to you in life because of the hard work you may have put in or the good decisions your parents have made or the good decisions that you made and you now have privileges in life that other people don't have, there's a certain level of accountability that comes with that privilege. A la Spider-Man. With great power becomes great responsibility.
That's why we hold him more accountable
than the fans, because we expect him to be more accountable than the fans, just like we expect our police officers to be more accountable than the citizens. We expect our politicians to be more accountable than the citizens. It's just because of the position of privilege that they personally have.
Sometimes I don't
understand why we hold them more in a higher esteem. Why do we do that?
It's simple. I know it's very, very simple. And I was going to say this, and we got a call. We got some callers calling in. And it's very simple. I don't subscribe to the Chuck Barkley, I'm not a role model situation. When you're on, it's dumb as this may sound, it's not how I feel. It's what the majority feels. When you're on television and you're an NFL player, and you're getting paid, we don't even know what he gets paid, right? But the assumption is he's getting paid millions of dollars to play a game. It comes with the territory that you have to handle yourself and take yourself out of the equation of being a regular man, and you have to allow certain – I know that it's –
See,
dumb.
That's something I disagree with. I understand what you're saying, but there's part of that I disagree with. I kind of feel like it doesn't matter what your paycheck says. Your paycheck doesn't stop you from being who you are.
I'm not disagreeing.
Your paycheck
with that.
Your paycheck ain't nothing but a paycheck. You know,
I agree.
It's
a job like ours is a job. I get it. You're still a man. I 100% agree. We got two calls on. We got Tom calling in from California. That's what he had to say. Then we got another call calling in. Hey, 347-637-3859. You want to talk to the number one button so we know that you want to talk. Otherwise, I think you're just here because avoid the clap. Jimmy Dugan's, the lines are on fire. What's going on, Tom, from California, L.A.? How's it doing? I hope you're not running up California fires, my friend.
I'm doing all right. Yeah, no, it was nuts. I think a lot of time when you see the things on fire out here, it's normally like an hour and a half away. This is the first time I've ever seen like L.A. city proper burning, so it was pretty nuts, but everything seems to have calmed
down.
Just a
riot,
Go
ahead, Tom. What's on your mind today?
I'm trying to follow along with what you guys are talking about. So I've been listening for the last 4 minutes or so about that, so I can kind of get it. But what was the base topic? Who are you saying needed to be a role model, just so I know what the base is, what you guys are talking about was?
Well, he was kind of saying that the basically he's saying the professional athletes, because of the position that they're in, being on TV, being paid what they get paid to play a game, should be more role models or are seen more as role models because of that. And, you know, maybe shouldn't react the way they do in some of the situations, i.e. yesterday, the Jaguars and Seahawks game, where the guy was ready to run up in the crowd because he got some drinks thrown at him. So that's kind of the premise that he was talking about there.
Yeah, I think it's such a challenge, right? I think if you put, like, the role model label on it, right, I think that's an even more challenging thing, right? Because just because these guys are famous pro athletes doesn't mean that they have, like, the mindset of a role model. It doesn't mean that they have the mindset. It just doesn't mean that they think like you and I would if we were famous, right? Like, so I think that it's hard to say someone should act like a role model. It's hard to say someone should say something or shouldn't say something. In fact, sometimes the guys that are the quietest, when they finally do say something, it means the most, right? So I don't think you can require an athlete to be a role model in that sense, but I think that you can require them to act like you would have to act at a normal job, right? Because no matter whether to an extent, right? Because I think if I was at my desk at work and someone was throwing a soda at me, like over and over again throughout the day, I would probably react in some way. And so as a human being, I get how they could react like that, and I could fully see how someone could lose control, right? And I think you have to think about it in this sense, right? What are the odds that this is an isolated, like this is the only time someone's ever actually said something to this guy, right? So like what's happened in his day, what's happened in his week, what's happened during the game? Maybe he's just feeling emotions that he doesn't normally feel as a result of being angry about something, and this thing happened to set him off. Now, is it acceptable? No, it's not acceptable at all. You should be suspended, just like if you were at work and you did something like this and you can't do it. But also to hold these guys to standards that go beyond human emotion, I think is unfair to a certain extent. I do think that they have to carry themselves.
Well, Tom, I hate to cut you off there, but you know you're an avid caller, and I appreciate your time. Just hold on line for a second. I have to put you on hold right now, and I agree with everything you're saying right there, but you're in the L.A. area, and right now, people, do what we do here best in the barbershop. Stand on your feet, because we have the defensive tackle of the Los Angeles Chargers, Mr. Corey Leeser, calling in today. What's going on, Corey? How you guys doing?
Oh, man, we doing good. We doing good, man. You know, we're feeling pretty good, man, right now, you know. Shoot, loving this L.A., you know, life and weather. Yeah.
Listen,
it's right up the road
from
Big O, man.
You go from four losses in a row to now one of the hottest teams in the NFL. I'm a fan. I'm not trying to toot my own horn or anything like that, okay? I've been following you guys for a while. I'm a big Phillip Rivers guy. The board constricted. This defense is on top of the world. How you guys feeling right now? Because at least one team won in L.A. yesterday, as I'm an Eagle fan.
Yeah, we're the team that won. Well, we feel pretty good about ourselves, man. You know what, though, man? We started off 0-4, dude. But at the end of the day, we knew, man, that we was a better team than what we showcased, and you know what the L's, you know, really did to us, man. You know, it kind of set us back behind the eight ball, but we knew we was better than, you know, some of them teams that we played, and we just had to go out and just execute a little better, and that's what we did each and every week, and that's why we're getting better, and that's why we're one of the top teams right now that everyone is ranting and raving about. But truth be told, we don't care what they say, man. We just gonna continue to focus to the little bit.
Actually, that's the part where I want to ask you a question.
Go have fun.
You guys going to sit there and have focus, have fun. It's still a game, but you're out here, you're trying to win. You want to get to the ultimate prize, which is the Super Bowl, and actually win the Super Bowl. When you were having the tough times you guys were having, the games wasn't going the way you kind of thought they were. Like, come on, you guys should have been winning those games. Field goal misses and penalties and things like that held you guys back. How did you guys handle going through them mentally during those hard times?
Man, dude, to tell you the truth, man, it was tough, man. For me, visually, just because I've been here for 7 years, I'm like, man, oh my. Enrolled again. Now, I never had a full thought in my life. And I was like, man, we can't go down the road here, man. So our leadership council got together, man, and we made the choice right then and there that, hey, no matter what happens, how would you feel if we was 4-0? You know, everyone would be walking around here happy and cheering and hoorahing. So same thing here. Come to work, come prepared. Let's get better each and every day, and this thing will start turning. And that's what happened for us, man. We was in a bit of a funk outside to the outside world, but on the inside, we knew we was better than what happened. We knew we was better than 0-4. We knew we was better than some of the teams that we lost to. But we kept on embracing the grind, man. We kept embracing the grind. It was like we're gonna focus on the little details and stop shooting ourselves in the foot with silly penalties, you know. And so that's what we focused on. That's what coaches raised on. That's what the owners came down and said, you know, hey, I want this team to be a little more disciplined, less penalties, and that's what we thrive to do, you know, cause less self-inflicted wounds and just focus on us.
Now, I'm going to switch the narrative here for a second, because right now, Corey, you guys, and I know everybody has a smartphone, so right now when everybody listening, everybody's going to be downloading the podcast later, listening live on Fox Sports Radio 96.9 FM and Fox Sports Radio 1340 AM WHAP. Get your smartphone out. I don't care if you got a damn, what's that, Android. You know, I'm an Apple guy. Sometimes I forget. But you got an Android, Google Play. Okay, but you got
an iPhone,
the Apple Store. Everybody want to be healthy. That's why we got our greens, our avocados, you know. Tom Brady ain't the only one with a damn plan. We all have a plan. You guys have this app called TriFit. You got a 14-day challenge going on, Corey. Tell us a little bit about this app and what it actually does so that people come out here can get connected with athletes and stay fit and get in shape like yourself.
Well, basically, the app Tribe, what it basically does is it allows the average mom, average person who's at home each and every day, you know, it allows them to get out there and just give them a little bit of motivation and feel like they're working with some athletes, myself and a couple other guys around the league, and also around different sports and some entertainers. You know, you just and other public figures and young millennials who's out here. You just basically, you know, it's a challenge. You can sign up for a 14-day challenge. You can sign up for a 9-week challenge, a 12-week challenge, however long you feel you're able to go. But we just use, you know, basic household things for a lot of people who can't get to the gym. We just show you little things that you can do around your house to stay fit and stay in shape. You know, because that's the number one thing we're trying to preach through Tribe is. It's fitness. You know, we want people to be healthy and just bring awareness. Like, hey, you don't have to go sign up for a membership at a gym. Just download our app, baby, and we'll give it all to you for free. It is right here. Come on. Just come on and join us, and we'll go from there. You know, it's all about just getting awareness out to the people so the next generation can be better and live a longer, healthier, and prosperous life than the one before.
Now, these guys are not just out here by themselves being athletes supporting this. Okay, they have former Power Rangers. I know we got a lot of millennials out here that love the Power Rangers, okay? Dino Edition, okay? The Red Rangers also on this app. Go to the Instagram. It's Fit With Tribe, okay? I'm not going to spell it for you if you don't know how to. This is a barbershop. I make fun of you if you cannot spell Fit With Tribe. That's the Instagram account, okay? Go to the website as well, Tribe, T-R-I-B-E. See, I did it for you, .fit. Go look at this app. Go look at it. Give you a 14-day damn free trial about this app. So you said like your local, like your moms and like my wife. She's a housewife, right? She also be homeschool. This would be good for her as well as she get out there. So what kind of tips do you guys actually you guys offer for the stay at home mom or the fact that like myself was just like home Sundays when you're playing football to get some wings and beer.
Well, you know what we tell them, basically what we offer them and telling them, like, listen, you can use anything around your house. And the most importantly, I think we're just trying to get them to understand that don't make any excuses. You know, you have the time in a day, whether it's 15 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, or whatever it is, just have time to yourself and learn how to love yourself. A lot of parents, you know, ever since they gave birth to the kids or someone, or they get into a relationship, they start to, you know, worry and love and give their attention to everyone else besides themselves. So, only thing we're trying to do is just bring some awareness to them, like, hey, get back to a little bit of me, you know, work on you too, you know, and through this whole process of loving and showing everyone else that you care about them, you know, focus on yourself here, give yourself 15, 20 minutes a day, workout, however long it is, and you'll see some transition, you'll see the transition, you'll see some good results, and you'll be able to, you know, just, you'll see improvement week in and week out if you stick with us.
Now, we have your partner, Guru. Did I say that correctly? I'm bad at names. I'm only having my crew say names for me because I can be mad. There's some UFC fighters I've had.
No
way. Put their name up.
That's Garou.
Garou. Okay. I'm sorry. So the app for people to go out there and find it, give them that information again. I gave them the Instagram, the Facebook for all my old folks like myself. Okay. It's also on Facebook at Tribe. Is there a Twitter? How can these family members, how can the average Joe, that's the word I'm going to use, the average Joe and Jane get behind this app? How will this influence them and help them as well, besides just typing in to their local celebrity or, you know, famous celebrity?
So our idea behind the app was really simple. We said there are people like Corey, the Chargers in general, who have such a huge mindset with each of their fans. What are better ways that these guys can actually make a difference in everyone's lives? And we said these guys are the epitome of fitness. They spend so much of their time getting fit, staying fit, and playing. Why not just have them talk to their audience about fitness? And that's really what our app is about. It's about connecting the community in a more deeper way with the Chargers, with Corey specifically, and really starting a dialogue. There's so much that these guys can talk about that they spend their time doing, and just encouraging people to come together. Fitness is just one of these ways. Sports is such a unifying thing. Everyone can talk about the same thing and whatever is most important in the community at that point and achieve it together. It's about being together. It's about having that conversation with Corey directly and getting fit while you're doing it.
There's nothing better than that. Like I said, everybody knows that's the thing to do now, is to get yourself healthy, get yourself in shape. And what else better way than to sit there and duel with someone who you know is a world-class athlete like Corey Legent and some other NFL guys out there, athletes. So we look at their bodies, and let's just be real honest with you guys, okay? I was on my top 25 female list, and I put Tiana Taylor on the list. And damn it, Tiana Taylor's body is amazing, okay? If you want to have a body even close to that,
yeah,
go ahead and get this app. Get this app, y'all, okay? Tribe Fit, the hashtag on Twitter. Make sure you do, because it's all about hashtags, people. We know that, okay? Embrace the grind. It doesn't get no better than that, in my opinion. Embrace the grind. Corey, anything you want to say about the app moving forward for your fans out there, as well as your fans of the Los Angeles Chargers, which I have a hard time saying that, you know, I got some friends from the other place I left. Okay, so I have a hard time saying Los Angeles Chargers. Like, does the song even still exist that we heard for so many years, dating back to the 70s? But for real, Corey, anything you want to say to your fans out there about the app and about moving forward going towards the Super Bowl chase?
I just basically want them to know that you will be dealing directly with the athlete himself. You know, you'll see some of the workouts that I go through in my off-season, things that I do in particularly to build up my knee strength, to keep me healthy, keep me limp, keep everything out on the football, keep me on the football field most importantly. And, you know, you just feel like you're a part of it. You know, you'll be a part of the team with the guys. It's a very involved thing. And sometimes we have it to where you can chat back with us and let give us your feedback on what you like or what exact area you want to target within your body and what you feel you want to, you know, get strength on. Some women like to, you know, have firmer looking arms. Some like to have more athletic looking legs. And some people want their stomach to be tight. You know, so we focus on all three of those phases. However you choose to go about the workout, and however you want us to help you, you know, achieve your goal, we could definitely make it happen for you. So that's all I have to say about the app. It's more of a, you know, it's a one-on-one type of deal, and you're definitely going to get, you know, going to get what's the word I'm trying to find? You will definitely be able to just interact with the players and the guy who's coaching you up for your challenge throughout the week.
All right, there you have it there first, Corey. One more question I ask all my guests when they come on: Marvel or DC? Not the movies necessarily, but the fandom. Which one are you more a fan of, Marvel Comics or DC Comics?
Ooh, that's a tough one, man. That's a tough one, man. See, I like all of the Avengers and all those guys, man. But you know, dang, boy, you put me in a tough one there.
Come on, Corey.
I'm gonna go DC, man.
There it is. Welcome to the Barbershop, Corey, where Barbershop Talk meets radio, and we talk about anything and everything that happens in the barbershop. You know all about it, Corey. Thank you for coming on, my friend. Good luck with the app. We're all going to download it and get this 14-day challenge on. We had a thing called hashtag Fantasy Bodies. I think it's time to get back into it, sir. Thank you very much for your time.
Oh, no problem at all. Thank you, my brother.
No problem. People, stand on your feet for the one. There's only one of them, y'all. Los Angeles Chargers. His mama named him Corey. So you're going to call him by his name, too, y'all. Corey Legent. We'll be right back, y'all. Fox Sports Radio 1340 WHAP. Hope well. Why did I say we'd be right back? I ain't going nowhere. You know why I said that? Because, damn it, when it comes to this interview thing, and it's all about that right there. Listen, y'all, top 25 female list, it is coming. It's right around the corner. And the next 10 minutes, I will start to unleash this list upon you like a plague upon the world. And Vaughn, you better tweet out that Corey Legent said DC. And come on, you Marvel God, you. They'll have me send Wally after you. Wally, better get him. Better get him, Wally. Better let him know what we have got around here.
DC, that's where's that? They know. They already know, man. I don't even have to repeat anything. You already heard what Corey Legent said, man. It's all about DC.
I'm surprised you were doing that as they put a whooping on your damn Washington Redskins yesterday.
Oh, no, nah, man. You should ask them if they quit. You should ask them if they quit. If they thought they quit. You should ask them
that question. Will Coach be back next year?
He should be. I'm not mad at the coach. I mean, he should be. I mean, he quit. I mean, it is what it is. They lost because, I mean, I feel like it's natural. I feel like everybody wants to make a situation to something big within, like, the sports world. You know, when you're already knocked out the playoffs automatically, I think it's natural to quit mentally. I think we've all coached. We've all been a part of sports teams. When you're eliminated of contention, people quit. I don't never feel like it's because you're dejected. You thought you had an opportunity to make the postseason, and you just like, you know what? Screw it. I feel like it's a natural reaction. I'm not that fan to be like, oh, I can't believe these guys quit. I can't believe it. Like, I understand it. Like I get it. You want to go home. You're sick of being hit. It's all good.
Sick of being hit. Like old boy on Saturday night against Lemonchenko, right? He just got tired of being hit.
The way that he was being hit.
Nomachenko.
I'm going to say this
Nomachenko.
once and only, and I'm never going to repeat it again. Outside of Bud Crawford conversation, I think you have now become my boxing guru. No, I'm lying. I got too many in my corner. It was clearly driven by hate that he, you know, but it was. High tech is truly high tech. But I still will hold out concern because he is still Ukrainian, okay? And I believe it all. Don't blame me. Blame Rocky IV. I've seen it. They stuck their needle in Drago's shoulder. And he ain't even flinch. Okay.
I just want to say.
Don't blame me.
Oh my God. I just want to see. I think it's about time. Like I don't know if he's capable of it, but he's got to think about actually moving up and weight little by little. I just think this class thing it's too easy for him right now.
Well, I think that's probably boxing in a hole, and that's where Bud Crawford also falls into that category. All you can say is that at least he fought somebody in the top five, right? But we saw that should he really be in that top five, J. Chris, the way that he got demolished by Lemon Tank?
Let me just tell you that I did not expect for that to happen the way it did. And should he be in the top five? Hell no. Shouldn't be in the top five of anybody's list. If you quit, you don't belong in any top five. Unless it's the top five guys that have quit. You don't quit. Come on, man. Who does that?
I saw
a video of a guy that half his ear was split, and he didn't quit. He was trying to keep fighting. Half his ear was split. I mean, it was worse than Vander Holyfield's ear when it got bit. His ear was split. Looked like a cartoon hanging off. And he ain't quit. This dude quit, man. I mean, of course, it's easy for me to say you're not supposed to quit. I ain't getting punched on all night long. But I'm just saying, man.
To get punched. Right? That's his job. You go into a fight and get hit.
It comes with the territory. You know what you signed up for, man. Right. You're fighting one of the best fighters in the game right now. You got to be
true.
Ready.
I mean, people expect when they get in the ring with Lomachenko, they expect it. You know, they expect to put in work. I mean, Rigondeaux is a guy who's an Olympian. You know, gold medalist. Was he gold? He got gold medal, right? With the gold?
They both
got the gold.
Was it the gold or was it the? I don't remember. Was it the gold?
Both were gold medalists. They both were gold medalists.
You said Lomachenko. Lomachenko. Yeah, I think Lomachenko got the gold, I think.
Rigondeaux got it. They both were Olympic medalists. Put it like that. They're not gold.
Okay.
They're both Olympic medalists. I think Rigondeaux may have got the bronze. I don't remember.
Okay. But you expect, I mean, he expects, you know, to be competitive. And then, you know, to be embarrassed. I mean, it's mentally, I wouldn't quit. But I can see how he would quit. I can see how he would quit though.
Well, speaking of the boxing world, okay, two things happened over the weekend. And after that fight, to me, one of the biggest things that I took was why does Floyd Money Mayweather, to me, I call him the greatest fighter of all time, still give so much respect to Al Haymon, who clearly threw a jab at Mayweather. When asked the question about Pacquiao versus McGregor, said, and I quote, "I will tell you one thing if this fight was to happen, that I would not call it an effing fight. It would be a spectacle because I can guarantee you Pacquiao would not carry him the way the other fighter carried Conor McGregor." Your thoughts on that one, Jay Chris?
He said Pacquiao wouldn't carry Conor McGregor.
He wouldn't carry him the way that Floyd carried him. He would just get near and knock him out and get it over with.
Oh, he was knocking him out early. He wouldn't make it like.
Yeah, I believe that. I mean, Pacquiao gets rid of people. You know what I mean? He ain't worried about the show. He gets rid of folk. He ain't about that life.
But my question is why?
I don't think that's a
Mayweather
negative.
Mayweather gives him so much respect. It is in a sense. If I say,
I look
well,
at it like,
yo,
Real quick, well, guys. Rigondeaux won 2 gold medals.
Oh wow!
I knew he won one. Oh, yeah.
Sydney and Athens.
He won 2? Wow. Okay. Jeez. But I don't look at it like, wow, that's awesome. I don't look at it like it's a negative thing. I guess because for me, I think Mayweather's a showman. I think carrying a fight, carrying a fight to me, I wouldn't take it. I would. Compared to like what Manny Pacquiao did. I mean, it was a spectacle and everybody knew it. And Mayweather had to carry the fight to make it look entertaining. So I'm not even mad at, like, I wouldn't, if I was Mayweather, I was anybody observing that comment, I wouldn't take it as, are you throwing a jab? Because at the end of the day, in terms of getting your money's worth, you would rather see a fight that looks competitive and then to have somebody close the deal than a guy just get knocked out the bat. So I don't look at it as a negative thing. That's just me, though. And being a boxer fan and looking at it, I'd be like, all right, man, I wasted my money. Manny Pacquiao did what he was supposed to. He knocked him out, like, a round. That's like a waste.
Well, also,
yeah, Manny doesn't mess around. Manny gets
care.
You out of there.
If he
also,
can, he would. Yeah,
program,
Manny can, he would.
Friend of the program, Deontay Wilder attended a fight this past Friday night.
Yeah, I saw that.
Lopez, the guy, well, the heavyweight he was supposed to fight before, who tested positive for steroids or failed the steroid test. That fight now seems it's going to happen since it seems like that the Joshua camp and the Wilder camp cannot come to terms on a pay split. Wilder wants a 50-50 split, where Joshua was saying it's no more than a 65, you know, percent that he gets a fight, that he's the bigger draw. So they're not going to fight as of right now because he cannot come to terms, where Wilder is heavily on wanting a 50-50 split. He says the first fight should be 50-50. Then if there's a rematch, then we can talk about the winner or the loser being the bigger of the pot. But for the first pot, it should be a 50-50 split. So now it looks like he's going to go back and fight Lopez again. Wally, your thoughts on that situation?
It's 50-50 split. I mean, where would the fight be? I guess that's my question. If the fight's in London, I think that Anthony Joshua has a right to feel that way. If it's in the U.S., then, yeah, 50-50 or slightly.
Joshua ain't coming to the U.S. I'm going to tell you that right now. Unless
I'll put it this way: if Deontay Wilder was cool with going to London, then it shouldn't be 50-50. That I will say. If he's cool with going to London, it shouldn't be 50-50. Because he's right. I mean, in essence, he's right. He wouldn't be the bigger draw. It is what it is. But him not fighting Anthony Joshua, I'm disappointed. I mean, I'm disappointed in both camps because that's what the heavyweight division needs. You want to see that fight. But you know,
you
I mean,
blame,
I think
I, who
I
to blame, Wilder
I,
back
I mean,
off
it's
his
boxing. Again, it depends where the fight's gonna. But to be real with you, because I mean, it's the business, right? Depending where the fight's gonna be at, if the fight's in London, Wilder should back off. Like he should. It should be 50-50. If it's gonna be in the U.S., I think 50-50 is not a bad deal.
And Jay, Chris, your thoughts?
Even though I don't like it. You know, I have to agree with Wilder. If it's in Europe, of course, ticket sales, of course, are going to go mostly to Europeans, okay? And he's the big draw. If it's over here, Wilder's the big draw. I mean, for the all of North America. But you know, when they're that close, when they're 65% to 50%, when they're that close to 50%. You might as well make it 50%. I mean, when you have two champions, it's not like you got a guy that's a nobody. You know what I mean? This is not Mayweather versus Baldemir. Okay,
agreed.
This is two champions that you know have proven themselves. Okay, there's only one fight on Deontay Wilder's resume where he didn't knock the guy out, and he just knocked that guy out in about a half a second, okay?
45.
So he made up for that. So he's knocked out everybody he's fought. He just didn't have a knockout in every fight, all right? So, you know, that being said, for him to say, you know, he's the bigger draw in Europe, which tells me that fight wasn't going to be in the United States. So, yeah, he's the bigger draw. If it's a pay-per-view fight, it should be 50-50 because then you're going to get half of Europe.
Am I wrong? and half of you. I think what you guys are saying, 100% agree with. Joshua had no intent of coming to America. So because of that, Joshua, I mean, Deontay should have just took the 50-50. I mean, just took the purse they were offering him, which was 35%. I know that it's easy for me to say that, but I think you do that because at least this way, it does two things. You're challenging this guy repeatedly. He's not – Joshua doesn't have the – we haven't seen Joshua call out Wilder, right? But we've seen Wilder
like
call
this.
Out everybody.
Yeah.
Not like this, right?
Yeah,
so
yeah, like
I say Wilder takes the fight because then he does become the name. You go over to Europe and you beat this guy who beat Klitschko, then you become the man. Then not only you become the man there, you become the man here because America will see that crowd and go, wow.
Yeah.
He went into that hostile environment and he knocked that boy out. He says he can knock him out. Now, again, it's easy for me to say I'm not the one giving up food on the table. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But when you want something so bad, sometimes you got to give up something. And it's easy for me to say again, what was, and I'll let you go. What's my man, Dave Chappelle said, his dad told him, I don't know if he had an interview on Dave Letterman, and when he left Comedy Central. So what's the difference between $1 million, $2 million? He said, it's $1 million, fool. So he's losing money no matter how you look at it. But as a fan, I'd have rather him just say, you know what? I do it on your terms. I'm going to knock your boy out and get my purse. Okay? Your thoughts, Molly, before we move on.
I would try to get 65-35 is big to me. I don't think he's 65-35 better than Deontay Wilder. So
I
get
either.
Being pissed off of that. So if he wants the higher of the purse, if anything, I would go 55-45 or 60-40, if that. But I don't even want to do 60-40.
I thought 60-40. I've always thought 60-40.
Yeah.
Because
60-40 is fine. Yeah.
He is honestly the most – he is the – I don't want to play – I'm not going to disrespect friend of the program who I'm a very big fan of. But am I wrong here? You guys know a little bit about what I mean. Isn't Joshua more considered the heavyweight champion, although Wilder has the most recognizable title? But Joshua
because he beat Klitschko, because everybody likes
him. Because he beat Klitschko.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, that's what looking at.
So to me, he has to take the short end of the stick on this one and take the 60-40. I think he does have to take off the 50-50 stance and take the 60-40, go whoop this boy's ass, and come be the American heavyweight champion that we have not really had in 15 years.
I agree with you, Michael, that, you know, he should take the – I mean, I don't want – like, take the L. He should take the L to a certain extent because if he does do what he's – I think that might be close anyway. But if he does go over there and he beats Anthony Joshua, I mean, he's probably going to be the biggest heavyweight we had in years, man. Like, for real, like, in years. And so it's just like Holyfield, Tyson, in terms of popularity.
Oh, yeah.
It would skyrocket him. It was skyrocketing him. So, I mean, if you look at the risk to the – I mean, if you measure the risk and the reward – I mean, the rewards are so much bigger than the risk. You know, it's like, you got to take, just do it. Like, if you lose, you got to L on your record, right? That's it.
Right.
Nobody cares about American heavyweights like that compared to some of the lighter guys. But now you beat Anthony Joshua? Man, we're not talking about, we may not be talking about some of the guys that we like the Lomachenkos, the Bud Crawfords. We may be talking about you over all of them. That's something that you may want to consider.
I got the solution to all this, man. You make the split, whatever you want to make the split. Whoever wins gets the bigger piece. Plain and simple.
I like that too. Yeah, that's a big deal.
That
too.
Plain and simple.
I've always liked that too. I've always thought that was the better way to deal with the whole entire situation is that, you know, put the pot to rest. You win, you get the bigger pot. Here's that simple. Like, here it is. Here go your 65-35. The winner gets the 65. Now put your money where your mouth is. I mean, put your where your money is.
It's your prize fighter. Go out and win the prize. Your
prize
fighter go get that prize.
Guys, this is my favorite time of the year. It is. And again, I put this out there to say, keep in mind, I'm an artist, and I'm sensitive about my okay, because Maxim has a list. Your mamas had the list. Joe Blow from the barbershop around the corner nobody listens to has a list. But you're tuning into the BDSR Network right here on Fox Sports Radio. And I'm going to give you this edition of the top 25 females of 2017. Now, this list is not about just TNA. Don't blame me. Blame Tyra Banks. Because my wife had me watch not one, not two, not three, not four, not five, not six, not seven, but eight damn cycles of America's Next Top Model. So I learned a few things about beauty. Yes, we know that beauty's in the eye of the beholder. But I like smiles on women. Can you smile with your, how's your smile looking? Can you smile with your eyes? Your cheek structure lines, my brother. Now, my wife gets mad when I put this thing together because she says Grace Jones is a beautiful woman. I say Grace Jones is nowhere near a beautiful woman. But according to the narrative in which I painted for you and the proof in the pudding, she was one of the world's top models because her lines were so defined, it made her beautiful to a lot of people in the world. Again, looks are in the eye of the beholder. Now, this list first started off, I just had my top 25 females. So I was just a horny man making a list. Then I figured I got fancy with it, right, J. Chris? I had your Instagram edition where we got introduced to the Gonzalez twins. Now look at them. Because of our fame and putting them on two of our lists, look at them, J. Chris. They're all Nike commercials. They wearing onesies of Victoria's Secret. They're everywhere. We've had former winners, Victoria's Secret supermodels on Candace Winepool, has been number one on three lists. We've removed people off the list, like Stacey Dash. We gave her back, y'all. You know, she didn't belong to us. Blacks don't want her, whites don't want her, so Stacey Dash couldn't make a list anymore. We even had Nunu on the list because people like Jake, like Wally Wild don't care if she had to be about Lil Wayne. She's still fond of
Mike. Don't, right. Mike, don't you disrespect me like that, Mike. Don't you disrespect me like that, Mike. Don't you disrespect me like, don't you bring that evil upon me. Don't you do that.
I mean,
you know, Wally just got into that lane.
Okay.
I've been there a long time.
You're right. I apologize. He's right. I know that he's right, but recently you've been throwing her in my face on your Instagram. So you're who came to my
mind. Man, he's been doing it for 2 days. He did it for two days. I've been doing it for 2 years. For 5 years.
It's been a month, though. Here goes the highly anticipated. Hugo is mad that he is not here today because, you know, Hugo looks forward to these lists every year because, you know, this is Hugo's favorite show of the year. So without further ado, people, your top 25 females of 2017, the female edition. Yes, King Vaughn, you may, 720 on the Twitter, begin to tweet. Number 25 on this list. No, don't tweet the picture yet because it's not complete. I will tweet that later myself. All right, I got more work to do. I'll just let you guys see the pictures of the girls. Number 25, R&B singer, new sensation, Miss Justine Skye. Oh, Miss Justine Skye, the things you do to me. Not me personally because, you know, I'm married. I don't want, you know, what you do to you people. Yeah, I said you people, so don't, you know, get all mad when I say you people. You know damn well when I say you people what I mean. Number 24 on this list, the beautiful Miss Rita Ora. Number 23, Brooklyn's own Remy Ma. Number 22 on this list, the lovely, ghetto as she can be, Miss Keisha Cole. Booby, you idiot, just so you let you be known. Number 22, Miss Janet Jackson. Any one of us would let her get picked on stage to go to one of her concerts. You see the things she do to them guys when she gets picked out of the stage, J. Chris? My wife told me I can't give her things that can compensate the things that she do.
I'd be embarrassed.
Yeah, would you act like that guy and start screaming, ah!
I wouldn't bite it. I would get in trouble. Oh yeah, I would definitely. I would definitely like get a couple of my taste buds on her neck somehow. Absolutely.
Somehow, some way, right?
Somehow.
Get a piece of Jackson in you, right?
Absolutely.
Number 21 on the list. The beautiful, talented, friend of the program, Miss Maya. And by the way, they all have had to have a soulmate. That was the thing I gave you. within the last calendar year. So as I went through this list, I had to make sure they had a song that was out, and his song had to have been relatively high on either the Billboard list or the R&B. You know, I didn't even know that Billboard had separate lists. Like, there's an urban pop list, and there's an urban R&B list. Like, good Lord.
They like to break it down.
So, like, the number one R&B album so far this year was Keisha Cole's new album that just came out, which, personally, I'm a fan of Keisha Cole. Some of the songs I like, but I was kind of disappointed in the album. I thought Kate Michelle had a better R&B album than she had this year. That's just my thought. And I'm a huge Keisha Cole fan. But, like I said, friend of the program, Maya, comes in at number 21. Number 20, lovely, beautiful, Wally Wiles, not Swizz Beatz own, Alicia Keys. I said that wrong, right? So number 19 is Remy Ma. So let's start over. We've got 25, Justine Skye. Number 24, Rita Ora. Number 23 is Keisha Cole. Number 22 is Janet Jackson. Number 21 is Maya. Number 20 is Alicia Keys. Number 19, Remy Ma. Y'all follow so far? You sure? Okay. Number 18, a newcomer. You know I like my, my European. Camila Cabello. Oh, Camila Cabello. Number 7, I'll get my numbers here. Number 17 on the list, the lovely, the beautiful Malaysian Yana. Oh, I think that song with Usher called Crush. Yeah, I like that girl right there. Number.
Oh, yes. Yeah, that is my jam, too.
That's
my list. You talking about Yuna? Yuna? Oh, yeah, absolutely. She is awesome.
Yuna. Coming in at number 16, Nicki Minaj. I mean, seriously, she did break the internet, guys. I mean, fake or not. And my guys told me, I am not a fan of fake A and TNA, but she makes it look pretty.
I love
her. Right. She makes it look
pretty. She's been courtside at the Sixers game, so you got to love her. She's been courtside at the Sixers game.
Number 15, the beautiful, the lovely Atlanta's own Monica.
Love her.
Number 14, we spoke about her earlier. Go ahead, her big ass feet. Tiana Taylor. Tiana Taylor. Then Shakira. Then Jennifer Lopez. And then coming in at number 11, LaToya Lockett. So we have 25 through 11 so far. Jay Chris, your thoughts of this beautiful list?
I can't be mad at the list so far. Can't be mad, man. You got my type of women on there, and hey, man, I'm enjoying it. Every year I'm going to say something, but I can't say anything yet. Can't do it.
Wally Wow. I mean, so far so good into your taste buds, the big nasty horny man.
That's good, man. I respect it. It's a nice list, man. You got Alicia on it, so I can't get mad. And you got Nicki Minaj. I like her too. She ain't phony. I mean, she's phony, I guess, but her phony don't bother me. It don't bother me.
Who's phony?
Nicki Minaj body. It don't bother me at all. Like Anaconda, that joint. I was glued to my TV set, man. You ain't telling me nothing.
Than you were doing the tip drill video.
It was close. Now, Tip Drew's like that.
Not more than the Tip Drill video.
Not more. That was classic. The BET Uncut
was staying
my life.
Up till 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning
to
watch Tip Drill.
There you go. You know already.
There you go, King Bond. You could tweet out all 25 females as I give them to you. I love it, King Bond. Do your thing. You work hard for me, brother. I swear, one of these years, I'm going to have enough money to give you all a Christmas bonus. Okay.
Bet.
I appreciate it. What'd you say, Jay Chris? Go ahead. Say it.
I said bet.
Hey, Jay.
Bet.
Yeah, okay, I said bet. All right, cool. Coming in at number 10, y'all, the hottest song in America. Sorry, not sorry, Miss Demi Lovato coming in at number 10. At number 9, people say she's trying to be Rihanna. I say I don't give a damn. SZA coming in at number 9 on this list. Number 8, the lovely, the beautiful. She's made almost every single list. That's a lot. She has made every list since I've been making the top 25 females. Miss Taylor Swift. Number eight, Taylor Swift. Number seven, Ariana Grande. And coming in at number six, Nelly, you can do what you want to do, and we're happy. I'm glad you broke up with Ashanti, because if my wife ever decides to leave me, Ashanti, you're more than welcome to come join my in my labode, if you will, so to speak. So number, so again, we have Ariana Grande. There's nothing ill about her, Micah. Okay, you think Amber Moon looks better than Ariana Grande, you have serious issues. Okay.
No, Ariana Grande got skills too. She got skills.
She got. And
if you haven't seen her, if you haven't seen her on Saturday Night Live when she was doing, I guess you can call them imitations of all these different singers. Oh, she got skills, man. She got skills. That's a talented kid right there. I shouldn't call her a kid, right? She grown.
Well, that's his thing. He said, well, she looks 10. Well, she does look very young. I'm not taking that from her. I'm not looking at her in that light. I don't. There's certain women on this list I look at in that way, and there's certain women I look at because they're still beautiful. Okay, I'm a huge fan from day one of Modern Family. Okay, and one of the daughters on there right now has the most Instagram followers of any person on Instagram. Okay, and she grew up to be a very beautiful woman, but to me, I still see her as a kid. I see Ariana Grande as a kid. I see SZA as a kid. But you know who I don't see as a kid? I don't see Maya as a kid. I don't see Nicki Minaj as a kid. You know what I'm saying? I don't see Monica as a kid, even though Monica was a kid when I was a teenager, when I was a grown-ass man. So, your top five goes like this. Number five, she's going to win two Grammys. She has made Love and Hip Hop irrelevant because she is bigger than Love and Hip Hop. How? I don't know. But damn it, she is on fire. You ready for this one? Wally, you happy? Are you happy now, Wally? Cardi B at number five.
Whoa, that's awesome. If you wanted to.
At what number?
At number five.
That's what I'm talking about.
Ooh.
And here's the thing in the top five, guys. It had to be a mixture of the beauty and whether it's the music edition. Think of that. You know what I mean? We had the black and white edition. That was just me putting them in black and white. We had the Instagram edition. That was just me basing off their Instagram photos. The music edition kind of had a prerequisite where the music had to, you know, this is also going off of where their music is currently also and where they are musically in the business. That's why Alicia Keys, musically, she hasn't been really doing her thing, but she did her thing on The Voice for two straight seasons, okay? And she's still Alicia Keys. You know what I'm saying? Demi Lovato, to me, has the hottest song in America, but it's climbing. You know what I mean? But, yeah, Cardi B, she's about to win three Grammys. She's about to win three Grammys.
And her backside is on point.
I'm not a fan of her music, but I echo the words of my wife when I say she's real. You have to give her that. When you hear her speak and where she's come from, she doesn't hide anything. My wife said this, and it made me think about it. I watch Love and Hip Hop on Wife. We call it Ratchet TV, right? We all know that's what it's called. To see her go after Peter Gunn's, where for all these seasons, no one said anything to Peter Gunn, I give her props for that. Peter Gunn abused mentally these women for years, where he has two women that he strung along for years. And she was the only one who had the nerve to speak up for these women and say what he was doing was wrong. I thought that, to me, that will always stick out with me. Number four on the list of the top 25 females, she's made every list we've had so far since we've been doing this list for six seasons as well. Miss Pretty Girl Rock herself, Carrie Hilton. I mean,
I love me, Carrie.
Anybody got a problem?
I love me, Carrie Hilton.
Exactly.
I love me, Carrie. I've been loving Carrie for a while.
Freaking hear some.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was listening to Carrie last night.
I listened to her yesterday at work myself.
She had the wrong
Pretty
African,
Girl Rock
man.
Came on.
She had the wrong African.
He did it wrong. He was teaching her that language.
No.
Maybe he can get her. Maybe he can get her.
I just said he got the wrong African. She picked the wrong African. That's all I'm saying. She picked the wrong African. That's all I'm saying. She picked the wrong one. You know what I mean?
She could have had me.
You know what I'm saying?
I root for you, Wally. I am rooting for you and Carrie Hilton. Okay.
You should. We root
for
that. We make that. Ravon, make that happen. Ravon, tweet that Wally loves Miss Carrie. Wally loves her. Like with a passion, I would dump Alicia for her easily.
Okay, let's rip Micah apart right now because he's not here verbally to speak. He said, unlike Grande, Grande, Carrie is actually talented. I don't think you've heard anything from Adriana Grande that said that she's not talented. Yes, Carrie Hilson's a writer, and I love Carrie Hilson. She is one of my favorite artists. She cannot sing better than Adriana Grande. She can't. Adriana Grande, no, for 1 second, people thought it was freaking Mariah Carey singing. Okay? Like,
yeah,
I love Carrie.
Adriana Grande got skills, man.
No, she got big skills. She's super talented.
Skills. She is super talented, bro. Super talented.
Mm-hmm.
Super talented. Number three on the list goes without saying. He said bleep that. The hell it is, Tom. Goes without saying, I said this before. If she was not already a martyr now, I mean, they have a church for her, okay, called the Beehive, okay? Beyonce at number three. I mean, self-explanatory, right? It's freaking Beyonce.
Yeah,
Beyonce. Hashtag end of story, okay? Number two on the list, I thought last year was one of her best years. My favorite song of all time came out last year in that calendar year, which I told you guys about. To this day, and I'm just let you a little bit into my private life. When this song comes on, my wife ducks and hides the cover because it's on like neck bones. Ciara, Body Party. To me, it's the ultimate damn song in the world to me. And not only does Ciara have that song, she married Russell Wilson. She had a child. I think she had a very beautiful year in music and putting her name cemented in what she does. And the stand she took upon her previous life to meeting Russell Wilson, which he was the anchor behind it, by them not having premarital sex, I thought was brilliant and sent a great message. Ciara, number two on the list. It's funny because number one on the list is nothing like Ciara. The beautiful, the lovely Barbados won her own, Rihanna.
She look good. She look good right now.
I love me some
Riri. So run it down.
I love me some Riri.
Riri.
She's thick now,
so
too.
Bring it down.
And she's thick
she
now.
Put on, yeah, she put on the right kind of weight.
Man, yes, she did. In all the right areas. Mm. So run it down for you guys. 1 through 25, we have Rihanna, Ciara, Beyonce, Carrie Hilson, Cardi B, Ashanti, Adriana Grande, Taylor Swift, SZA, Demi Lovato, LaToya Luckett, Jennifer Lopez, Shakira, Tiana Taylor, Monica, Nicki Minaj, Yuna, Gabriella, Remy Ma, Alicia Keys, Maya, Janet Jackson, Keisha Cole, Rita Ora, and Justine Scott. That's your 2017 top 25 females of the BDSIR Radio Network. J. Chris? I think we hit another one out the park, my brother. What do you think?
Hey, good job. I can't say nothing about it, man. I'm always wanting to say something. I can't say nothing. Hell of a job, Mike. Hell of a job.
Now, are you saying you can't say nothing? I'm going to put it out there, you know, we keep it real. Is that because I told y'all going into the message for today's show, don't rip my list?
because I don't listen. You know I don't listen. I was all prepared to rip it if I wanted to.
Oh, you were? Right?
I can't, man.
Even though I had a hard time. Here's the thing.
No,
I really wanted Escape to make the list. You know why I couldn't make it? You know why Escape didn't make the list? And honestly, what it was, I had them there, and I'm looking for photos, right? And it's something I look in the photos. I explain to you guys. I look for certain things. I couldn't get past Tiny and the injections that I know she took upon herself.
See, look, you know what? You were cool. You was cool. It was cool until you pointed out that Escape didn't make the list.
No,
Escape
didn't make the list because of one of their members, not because of the other three. The other three were fine.
Yeah,
but I had to put the picture together.
Yo, the way Tamika looking now makes up for it. The way Tamika looking now makes up for it.
Wally, why? Your thoughts of the list. And thank you, Micah.
Nah, I like the list, man. I like Riri. Like, Riri, yeah, she's coming up. Like, she definitely is coming up. She's becoming an all-time favorite, too.
I think it might be her second number one, actually, that I'm thinking
it's like,
about.
Because she can move. She can move, and she's thick, too. Oh, my God. She's something else. She's just something else.
And just to recap, last year's
And she's an island guy.
I know, bro.
Sports and entertainment. Ugh. Where did she fall last year? Last year we had Kyle Burnberry was number one from the TV show Pitch, because no longer got canceled. Tamika Sumter, Margaret Robbie. We had your girl Boo Boo Key. Grace Greatly was number four. Then we had Candace Swinepool. Sherry Hilson came in at six last year. I'm looking. Sierra came in at eight last year, moved up to two this year. We had JoJo Offerman. She was number 10. If you haven't seen JoJo's nudes, just inbox me. Beyonce was 11 last year. I'm looking. Kat Graham, I could have put her on this list. She still doesn't need, but she didn't have nothing this year. I'm looking. Riri did not make the top 25 last year, Sports and Entertainment Edition.
I think you were mad. I think it was personal.
No, I'm looking.
If I remember
sports
correctly.
Sports and Entertainment, but technically Entertainment. You might be right. Because you know I do. I will completely, as you see, Stacey Dash was 2 and 3 for years before, didn't make this list, from my feelings.
Mm-hmm.
So I might have been mad at Riri last year. She did not make the list last year. Look, we made up for it this year. She's number one. You can't go bad with that, right? There's your top 25 females of 2017. Now, before we get out of here, guys, it is the best and worst of the weekend. So before we talk best and worst, I do want to talk NFL and a little bit here and get your thoughts on this one, Wally. Besides the Minnesota Vikings, who is a team that you think can win the NFC? The Eagles
now?
Are off the shelf now. Now, not this,
yeah.
This is, who's the Eagles' biggest threat besides the Minnesota Vikings?
It's the Vikings. I still got the Rams. The Rams still a tough team to win because how they are now constructed. The Falcons. Whoever makes the postseason, honestly, whoever makes the postseason in the NFC South is gonna be hard anyway. That's one of the better conferences in football. And that's about it. I would say. It's gonna be hard. I mean, you gotta look at it. It's gonna be hard. It's gonna be harder. And then you gotta look at. I'm having a moment. Whatever happens to A-Rod, if A-Rod comes back, Green Bay's automatically dangerous. They're automatically dangerous. If A-Rod's back, they're automatically dangerous.
It's amazing what kind of difference he makes.
Oh, Aaron Rodgers? It's amazing. No, it's amazing. It really is. You see it now. It's amazing. If he gets back,
he's the real MVP.
Landscape. Yeah, it changes the whole landscape of the playoffs, to be real with you. The whole landscape.
Jay, Chris, and Micah, if you listen to current R&B, then you're not looking, my brother. So you should care. Never give up on your culture of your rhythm and blues is the foundation of black music. To not listen to R&B. R&B today is a lot better than hip-hop is today. Jay, Chris, your thoughts.
Micah doesn't listen to R&B music?
He said, I don't listen to current R&B.
Current R&B. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
A little more acceptable. Okay, what was your question? I'm sorry.
Besides the Minnesota Vikings, who's the biggest threat in the NFC?
I still think the Saints are a big threat. I mean, you know, the defense isn't what I think it could be to be a Super Bowl winner, but the Saints are a big threat. Their offense can put points on the board. The Rams, after seeing the Rams yesterday, it was my first time seeing the Rams, actually watching the Rams.
Mm-hmm.
The Rams are a good squad, man. They got the pieces to do it. That defense is for real. That running game, Gurley is a beast. The Rams have that ability. Watch out for Atlanta and Carolina, man. I know that Carolina saw, you know, they saw a Vikings team that was on their third road game in a row. I know that. I understand that. But Carolina is dangerous, and Atlanta is dangerous too. Don't sleep on Atlanta. I know they've been sometime, but them boys can go. The offense is high powered. The defense is still there. Don't sleep on Atlanta. I'm telling you that right now. If they make it to the playoffs, they could be very dangerous.
And King Vaughn, there you go. Hashtag top 25 females of the list. Miss Maya, how you doing, girl? Could have picked a better picture than that one though. This week we will not have a power rankings for I Have the Power. I'm going to hold it off to next week. On a couple weeks to go by, so this is going to be one that's going to put us a little bit fresh. So I'm going to get out here a little bit early today. I got some things I want to take care of. My baby girl comes home today, so
I'm kind of excited about that, although she got on my nerves before she left. Uh-oh, he's here. Let's see what he has to say. No one had anything negative to say about Molesta except for this guy, so maybe he don't like coochie. What's going on?
Oh, Lord.
I'm just joking, y'all. I know that he does have a child. What's going on, Michael? You're back. You put the baby boy down?
You know what? I want to hang up. Just sitting there talking that nonsense. talking that past trash nonsense. Almost got me messing around and losing my religion on telecast radio here. Telecast? Not telecast. Terrestrial affiliates of radio. You're about to have the hell of a Stephen A. Smith moment talking about that nonsense.
Which nonsense would that be? I'm a little lost.
the last nonsense you just said. Talking about fake news, acting like CNN, doing that false reporting. Anyway. I ain't got nothing bad to say about Shalisha. Shalisha's fine. I'm just saying that certain people like Ariana Grande is like, I mean, she purposely at times dresses like a child to attract pedophiles to buy her albums. It's a marketing business. It's a marketing.
Oh, my goodness.
She's been doing it for the better part of her career. Like, she's not dumb. She's been doing it to make her money because guys want to,
Big Sean loved it. Big Sean loved it. She said she could take all the D. Talking about Detroit.
Oh, gosh. Well, it is what it is, man. I ain't sitting here messing with no woman who looked like a child. I don't want to get accused of anything. Y'all can tell me how talented she
is.
No one
had anything to say about Taylor Swift. I like that. Everybody respects the realness that it's Taylor Swift.
No, I mean, I think Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift,
my
wife, girl. I didn't even hear you say
it. It is what it is. Taylor Swift,
my white girl.
Mike, here it is. Taylor Swift is Jason Jordan, Sami Zayn, like all rolling into one. It's just bland, and she doesn't really move you either way with her music. But I mean, it is what it is.
Who again? I missed that.
Taylor
Who?
Swift.
Taylor Swift. Like you're black. Zane. You're black. First of all, her music's not geared to appease you. It's geared
at
teenage girls.
No one said that.
I'm just saying.
No one said anything for me. No one said it was meant for me. I'm just saying that when I see the better part, she keeps winning these Grammys when people have clear better albums than she does, clear better songs than she does, clear better when Kanye said it.
How do you know that?
Yeah,
but
Rihanna had a way better music than she did.
How do you know that?
She's like Kevin Costner of music.
How do you know that someone has a better album than hers?
Because
I have a few of her albums. Her Red album is pretty freaking fantastic. Pretty fantastic.
Okay,
the most electrifying thing in all of entertainment finds her very entertaining. So tell
That's
the
fine.
Rock that. Tell
That's
the
fine.
Rock Johnson that.
I will.
Taylor Swift.
I mean, because
is all
Rock Johnson
and a bag of chips.
I'll tell him.
It's one of your
I'll get beat up. I'll tell him. I'll get beat up. Like, hey, I'm
and coleslaw on it. That's what Taylor Swift's albums are. But. Let's
why
get into
you,
it, guys,
you,
right here tonight, right now.
Barbecue?
I didn't disrespect barbecue. Sing a song with me.
Yes, you did. Tell us what's going on, barbecue. I disrespect
you. Try to be man, because you're only a man, and a man's got to be. Oh, Doc 25.
Try to believe when the going gets rough, that you got a hand tough to make it. It's the way you
receive yourself. Come on. I heard you last week, sing it for Carson. Sing it for me. All right, easy for me to go real fast, real quick, get it out the way. Best of the weekend, clearly the top 25 female list. I absolutely love putting this together. It's nothing sexist about it. I put it together based off what I think is beauty. It has nothing to do with TNA. The beauty is in the eye of the holder, and I behold this list upon G, the grace upon the list that I've given you. Top 25 females 2017. Also, best of the weekend was watching Duke fall to Boston College. It was beautiful. It was beautiful. It was beautiful. And also, worst of the weekend, simply, I felt as if I lost a dog, and I don't even own a dog. When I saw Carson Wentz go down yesterday and get the news he had a torn ACL, I felt worse now than I did when the Eagles lost Super Bowl in 2003 because I didn't think, I don't know, something about
losing him, that once-in-a-lifetime superstar that I believe he is, and I just hope he can come back from this and be just as good as he was now. But now you're going to start to hear the narrative about running quarterbacks. I even heard the comparison that he took the hit like RG3 did back when his leg got wrapped around. But now you also hear, but you hear reports now that he got hurt before he even got hit, is what they're saying. The injury occurred before the hit actually took place. So that was the worst of the weekend for me. Jay Chris, worst of the week, best and worst for you, sir.
Well, you took all of mine. The best of the weekend had to be Duke losing, going down, and also I guess the Eagles winning the NFC East. They're back on top of the NFC East champions. The worst of the weekend had to be Carson Wentz going down the way he did. You know, at this time, you just hate to see that happen to anybody, really. I think the Rams also lost somebody to an Achilles, so you know, you just hate seeing that happen to teams that are making things happen. So. You know, hopefully, you know, he can come back from that and be stronger than ever. And, you know, with next man up, like I said in the beginning of the show, next man up. No use crying.
The NFL has lost a lot of superstars this year. That's for damn sure. And I personally think he should still win the MVP award of the NFL. Wally, wow, your best and worst of the weekend, brother.
Best of the weekend is Jahlil Okafor being traded from the Philadelphia 76ers because I thought management was doing him dirty. As a Nigerian dude, I thought management did him dirty. He became a vegan and everything. Tried to show that.
I didn't know he was Nigerian. I thought he was from Chicago.
No, he's Nigerian. Okafor's Nigerian.
Okay.
Yeah, it's Nigerian.
I know Nigerian.
I mean, born here.
Shout out
to
Dr. Okafor.
He's Nigerian. Dr. Okafor. Good one. As a professor of ours at Eastern Shore. Shout out to Dr. Okafor. And also, the worst that we get would have to definitely be Carson Wentz because I appreciate young talent and a guy that was putting his work in, you know, worked hard and was elite. You know what I mean? He had an elite season and was on his way and still is on his way. Like Russell Wilson said, man, the best is yet to come. You'll be bigger, better. He'll be stronger. It'll be better next season. And, you know, God puts this in front of you, you know, gives you your trials and tribulations. He gives you, you know what I mean? He gives He gives you a testimony. And this is going to be his testimony of greatness.
I'm choked up also, so it's okay. I'm choked up also. But you know what? I got to say this before I get Mike and your customers in here. And it's something about the best of all time. Have you noticed one thing about the best of all time? They don't ever get hurt. Michael Jordan was the exception to getting hurt early in his career and coming back. But besides Michael Jordan, you look at the greatest of all times, whether that's Magic, that's, you know, Shaq, Kobe,
LeBron,
Elway. Like the greatest, you think about the greatest of their sports. They don't get hurt. So hopefully
Magic got hurt in a different way.
Yeah. Go ahead. Oh, that's dirty. Why you do that? You ain't have to do that.
I didn't say that.
Because his career would not have ended right there.
You're right. That was messed up. But you're right. You're correct.
I mean, it ain't like I didn't lie.
I'm just saying. You are correct. But you
yeah,
have
Ball,
to go
we
here.
Know Karina McGar. I said the greatest don't really look and get hurt.
That was a little touchy. That's a touchy subject. You didn't have to go there.
But I think his career was on the downside before that. I'm sorry.
He was on the back end of his career.
He just lost the NBA Finals and he had that announcement. So he just, I mean, yeah. Back end, he's still getting to the NBA Finals.
Aren't you the one telling me during that argument that they shouldn't have been there anyway? So now you're saying that he was still.
That's his greatest. They should have.
They were only there because of Magic.
This is a guy who wants to agree with friend of the program, Isaiah Thomas. And give me that native himself.
I love Isaiah Thomas.
Okay.
I love Isaiah Thomas.
All right. I told Isaiah to his face that you're not liked in Chicago. And he said, I know. I don't care. What's going on?
It's all good. That's why I love gangster.
Micah. Oh, yeah. That's what I'm talking about worse than the weekend. The fact that the Yankees and Derek Jeter cheated. Next. Go ahead, Mike.
They cheated.
Unlike some other things in our government, I call collusion, real collusion on that one, Mr. Derek Jeter, Derek Horacio Rodriguez Jeter. You knew you doing so fishy there, man. I smell baloney. I smell a hot, heaping hunk of baloney. And I don't even like baseball like that, but that was just so fishy. Ooh, If you're a baseball fan, you should be real mad right now. Yes, son, I know. So here's the thing. Best of the weekend for me is my friends out in Hopewell, our friends out in Hopewell, Hopewell High School, the Blue Devils, winning the state championship this past weekend. Congratulations to our home, our hometown high school football team.
Congratulations.
Yeah, so they got that. That's the best of the weekend. Worst of the weekend for me as well, even though I'm not an Eagles fan. I am really mad that I don't get the chance to see my Houston Texans and Philadelphia Eagles Super Bowl. Remember that scene in Star Wars Revenge of the Sith? You were the chosen one. You were supposed to bring balance to the Force. Knock off Tom Brady and bring us the new generation of quarterbacks that's going to be dueling for the next 10-15 years. And y'all both get hurt. Come back strong. We need you. I don't want to see Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady no more. Not that I don't appreciate their greatness. I just want to see someone new. Can we have that, please? Okay, that's it.
You're going to get it. You're going to get it. His name is going to be Nick Foles. That's what you're going to get. Listen, guys, we are out of here. Friday, we may not be here because, damn it, I'm going to see Star Wars, okay? So if you want to do a show, stay tuned. That's up to Micah and Jay Chris. I know if I get Jay Chris the option, Jay Chris is going to say he's not going to be here. So
Saturday's wifey birthday. I got to be birthday, man.
So with that being said, guys, we'll see you next week for the last show of the year. I give you guys the rest of the year off after that. Listen, do not wake up tomorrow morning and say to yourself, I love me some me and don't love God, because that top 25 list is official. We out of here, y'all. Finger.
If you're not down with that...